What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Tuesday, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good conversation with Chip Carey in the first hour, play-by-play man for the Atlanta Braves. Former Titans wide receiver Harry Douglas to start the third hour of the program. He will join us. We'll talk about the Titans, talk a little bit about what's been going on down in Atlanta where he is. Falcons cleaning house. Head coach, GM, out. And the owner, not exactly backing up the longtime franchise quarterback and Matt Ryan and his future with the organization. So we'll get into all that coming up at noon with Harry Douglas. But right now we head up to Buffalo. NFL Nation reporter for ESPN. He covers the Bills for them. Marcel Louis Jacques is on the line with us. Marcel, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, preparing for a little TNF, a little Tuesday night football.
It's once-in-a-lifetime
experience.
What we all expected going into this season. So what is the wait? I mean, we know down here what it's been like. I mean, it's been anything but talking about this game. It's been about everything else but the actual game that's going to take place on the field, especially all last week. What about you up in that market? What has been the discussion piece up there?
Well, it's been whether or not it's safe to play, whether or not they're going to ever get to see the Bills play again, how weird it is to go a Sunday without Buffalo Bills football. But ultimately, it's a lot of, I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of dissent and a lot of anger toward the Titans organization, especially a sense of kind of negligence that, you know, they are fans from their perspective. They're paying for the Titans' mistakes, and they don't appreciate it. So I know the fans here are rooting for a victory a little more than usual. That's just the vibe getting from the base. But from an organizational standpoint, the Bills are just ready, are just happy to play. That's what they wanted to do all along. They've been kind of strung along just like the rest of us throughout this process. There is a little bit of a divide between the team and the league right now as far as how much they've been kept in the loop throughout this process. So, you know, I think everybody, though, the common ground is just thankfulness that tonight is actually happening.
You talked about the fan base. What about the players? What have they been saying? Because from down here, Marcel, it does feel like, and I brought this up on the show yesterday, that the Bills seem angry about all of this because of, you know, what the uncertainty of whether this game was going to happen, when it was going to happen, what the heck is going on. It felt like anger down here. Were the Bills players actually saying things publicly to you guys?
No. Publicly, the message has always been, we just want to play. We can control what we can control. We trust the league. You know, yada, 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 the typical stuff. But we actually haven't heard from them since Thursday. And that kind of trickles into the divide I'm talking about between the team and the league right now. The Bills have practiced, I believe it's three times since Thursday, and have not allowed for any media availability, any access, any interviews, any Zoom calls, et cetera, et cetera. So that mindset could have changed over the past few days since we've spoken with them. But the team sources that I've talked to recently have just said, you know, we're just kind of preparing for Tuesday. Like, we're just kind of putting our head down and moving forward and just accepting the fact that this might not be in our control.
What do you make of that? Because we've had a little bit of that going on here. I mean, yesterday the GM, John Robinson, spoke for the first time with all of this, and they sent out a, you know, basically a heads up an hour and a half before. There was no, you know, nothing out there about what they were going to do that day. There was a practice over the weekend that just happened, and nobody knew about it until after it was over. So what do you cover that team? What that sounds like that's not normal operating procedures for them. What do you make of them kind of shutting things down for days and not letting anybody talk?
I mean, I don't like it from my perspective as a writer.
Sure.
Because that's how I get my, that's how I do my job. I understand their perspective. I just don't necessarily agree with it. But you know, it's one of those where who's going to enforce this right now? That with all the things that the league and the country we're dealing with right now, who is going to enforce the rule where players and coaches have to talk? So it's just like the Bills kind of throwing their hands up and saying, okay, we're going to move forward right now because it's not in our control. That's how I kind of feel right now, is just, you know, throw my hands up like, well, what am I going to do about it? I just got to take what I can get, roll with the punches here, and move forward. I'm sure we'll speak to them tonight, and we'll catch up, and it'll be fine moving forward. I've had no complaints about this organization ever since. Like, they are, I think it's one of the better run teams from a PR and communication standpoint that I've had to deal with. So that just goes to show, though, how frustrating this has been just for everybody involved. And like I said, that thankfulness that tonight's game is happening, it extends beyond the team. It extends beyond the fan base, but I think media are pretty thankful for it as well.
Interesting. So going into this season, when we previewed all the teams, especially the teams that were going to be on the Titans schedule this year, it seemed like it was very easy to point to the Bills were going to rely on a really, really stingy and really good defense, a tough defense. It's going to be hard to put points on the board against them. And then it's, yeah, Josh Allen, but it's always nice things, but, right, followed by the but. You know, can he? But for whatever reason, he's taken that next step, and now it's really about the storyline is the Bills' offense. It's not about the defense. The defense is actually on down. When you look at the rankings, their offense, I think, is top five in the league. So what has changed in your mind this Josh Allen this year? Why has he been able to kind of turn a corner and take a giant step forward in his NFL career?
I think that for the first time in his career, and this is at any level, you know, he didn't play with some star-studded group in high school or college. He's first time he's got a full array of weapons at his disposal where he realizes he doesn't have to do everything himself, that he can just let the game happen and let his receivers' routes develop. He can get them the ball and allow them to work. So adding Stephon Diggs and another year of chemistry with John Brown and Cole Beasley definitely helps. His mechanics in the offseason, or, you know, working on his mechanics in the offseason, has clearly had an impact as well. He's tightened his base up a little bit. He's worked on throwing with anticipation and throwing with control and touch. And that's really where you're seeing the improvement in his accuracy on crossing routes and deep routes. He's among the most accurate quarterbacks in the league, top six, I believe. So, you know, he's still doing the same. He's still throwing the same passes that he was his first two seasons, but he's doing so a lot more efficiently. And the biggest change, though, I think, is that he's not running the ball anymore. I think he's got somewhere around 6 to 8 attempts in his past three games. And I mean true rushing, you know, either designed runs or scrambling attempts, not just kneel downs. And that is a completely different Josh Allen than we've seen over the past two seasons, where only Lamar Jackson has carried the ball and ran the ball more often than him among quarterbacks. So we're seeing a Josh Allen that can beat teams with his arm and not just manage games, can outright win games when nothing else is going right for Buffalo. And that should be something that puts the rest of the league on notice, because it's something that the Bills haven't been able to do over the past 2 years.
Marcel, how do you think the Bills have tried to scout the Titans, not really knowing exactly who's going to be in? I guess they have a pretty good idea of some of the people that are going to be out, but I don't know when you have to have your last roster in there, but it's been a long time since the Titans have played. I would imagine this is a pretty unique set of circumstances to try to prepare your team.
It really is. I would guess a lot of late season film from 2019, since the Bills didn't play Ryan Tannehill last year. They played Marcus Mariota. And then a lot of just diving into the first 2 weeks of the season. But it is tough, man, and nobody's in a good situation here. And that just goes to show you, you know, how impactful this pandemic and this virus is on the season. So, you know, while I'm of the camp that, you know, the Titans haven't been able to practice in an official capacity and prepare for one of the better offenses in the league and an undefeated team in the Bills, the Bills also haven't been able to, you know, they haven't been able to keep up to date on what the Titans are doing, like what their current philosophy is, what their current plans are. So it's just, we might see a sloppy game tonight, man. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's football and everybody's going to be sitting there glued to the screen no matter what.
I'm with you, including the Bills Mafia, which has become famous. We've got a lot of friends in our circle here, media people that are Bills fans that have come from Buffalo. I just want to get you to try to illustrate for us, Marcel, because I've always been impressed with the following of that team, knowing how long it's been since they've had a lot of success. And they are loyal. They are so into that team every week, even during the down times. Put into words, if you can, what it's like to have this kind of optimism and this kind of team developing.
It is a culmination of the past 20-some-odd years of mediocrity and disappointment. This has got to be one of the most resilient fan bases in the NFL in that there has been no reason to cheer for this team for the past 20 years. They haven't been, you know, I don't want to say they've been among the league's worst because they haven't had the disastrous, you know, Cleveland Browns or Bengals or Lions type seasons. But habitually they're like a 5-10 or 5-11 to 6-10 type team. And that weighs on you after a while. That's hard to root for when there hasn't been any optimism. There haven't been those franchise cornerstones, those superstars really to root for, besides maybe a Marshawn Lynch or I mean that's kind of it, to be honest. And so this is kind of rarefied air since the Jim Kelly era, that they haven't had those exciting, nationally relevant type rosters to cheer for. So there is a lot of hope that this is finally it, that this is a dynasty in the making. But things are going to get tricky, and there does need to be a sense of realism here in that the Bills have a window right now in which a lot of their best players are on rookie or, you know, reasonable contracts. But you're going to have to pay your quarterback $35-plus million here pretty soon. You did just pay your franchise left tackle. You paid your franchise cornerback. You're going to have to pay that middle linebacker. You're going to have to shell out money to keep some of your overperforming vets in town. And all this is going to happen with a slashed salary cap in 2021. So things could change drastically. That window could tighten up a little bit in the next couple of years, but there is reason for optimism, but it should be a pretty, you know, they should still keep it realistic here.
Marcel Luis Jox is here with us from ESPN talking about the Bills, and you bring up that word hope. Is there still a sense of, well, New England's not dead until they're dead? Cam Newton's looked better than people thought that he might. So is there still some of got to take care of business with the Patriots as well?
Oh, yeah, that's priority number one. And anytime you talk to this team, it's never, we want to win a Super Bowl, we want to win the AFC. They're starting their goals from the ground up. They want to win the AFC East. They want to knock off the Patriots, which has bullied this division for the past 20 years. And that is looking tougher than it originally did. But they are two games up on the Pats. They have a chance to extend that lead tonight. Cam Newton does look good. People shouldn't be surprised at that, though. His talent was never a question. It was always his health. But the surprising part is the defense. The defense looks better than expected. Did a good job considering all the opt-outs. Did a good job against Patrick Mahomes. You'd like to think if Cam Newton played in that game that the Patriots would have beaten Kansas City. And that is something I don't think anybody would agree with if you said that in July. So there is a tough challenge in winning your division lying ahead, but I think based on what we've seen over the first 4 weeks, the Bills are built for it.
With this game tonight, how healthy is this team?
Well, that's the thing. Last year they got really lucky in that it's like week 13 and you're only seeing maybe three names on the injury report. Right now, it's darn near 2 pages long. Matt Milano is already going to miss this game. That is a huge loss. And this team's defense, the middle of his defense, really suffers when he can't play. because he's so he excels so much at covering tight ends and covering running backs in that short to intermediate passing game. Tre'Davious White is a huge question mark as well. He hasn't practiced all week with a back injury that he did not suffer, or he either didn't suffer it or he played through it against the Raiders in week four, but he hasn't even been on the field. He's listed as questionable. John Brown also listed as questionable for today, and as is left guard Cody Ford. I mean, there are a bevy of guys who may or may not play tonight, and that's not what you want to hear given how long Buffalo has had to rest and prepare for this game. So they're hoping, you know, to get out of tonight unscathed, relatively unscathed, and also, of course, with a win.
Marcel, we appreciate the time. It should be a very interesting game tonight with so many unknowns, but we'll be watching and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and thank God for TNF tonight.
Absolutely. Marcel Luis Jacques from ESPN, he is their Bills NFL Nation reporter for them, does a great job. We'll have more on this game when we come back. Darren Donican Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.